Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Many of the state's up-and-coming fruit and vegetable growers are meeting at a major two-day grower conference in Lexington today, and one of the things they'll be talking about is the first-ever nationwide local food marketing practices survey.
It's a good news, better news story for Kentucky. The good news is that farmers sold $65 million of food directly to consumers in 2015. The better news is that in the Commonwealth, consumers spend about $20 billion each year purchasing food at grocery stores and restaurants, which means there's a tremendous potential for local food.
Dave Knopp heads up the regional office of USDA's National Ag Statistics Service covering Kentucky and says this is the first time the agency has gathered this kind of data on trends in direct food marketing from farms, and the numbers point clearly to a vibrant demand for local.
That's right. There is so much potential for growth, and obviously farmers aren't going to be able to capture 100% of that, but there's certainly more room to do that. For example, in 2015, USDA's Food and Nutrition Service surveyed school districts in Kentucky and found that only 77 out of 184 school districts purchase local foods.
The state ag department can help growers make that school connection online at their farm-to-school program. Details at kyagr.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Bessie from Boise.
What about corn and the environment?
Soil erosion is down 44% over the past two decades thanks to new tillage methods. Energy use is down 37%. Bill from Biloxi.
What about fertilizer?
Family farmers grow 70% more corn per ounce of fertilizer than they did in the 1970s, growing more with less. That's sustainability, baby. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
Dave Knopp with NASS says this first-ever direct marketing survey released in December can now serve as the benchmark for growth in this growing area of agriculture. For example,
in this survey, we found that 54% of the total sales was done through farmers markets, roadside stands, community-supported agriculture, and similar kinds of outlets.
He feels the data can have long-term and immediate impacts.
The Kentucky Department of Agriculture's farm-to-school program could benefit from this. Kentucky Farm Bureau's roadside marketing programs might be able to utilize the data and help farms. Kentucky's Center for Crop Diversification maybe can support growers. So I think there's a lot of potential for use of this data and benefiting farms and consumers in the Commonwealth.
Dave Knopp with NASS. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.